are here at Belfast, where it's extremely sunny. It's it's like a day at the beach almost. And we're here with Ellie. And Ellie, I apologize. I'm not even gonna attempt your last name because you showed it to me on your business card, and I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah. Okay, it's okay, because, you know, even in my country, to pronounce my surname, it's a nightmare. So my full name is Eleonora Zgonyanin Petrovic. But Ellie is fine, and everybody knows that.
Thank you very much for that. Well done on that. Well done on the pronunciation. You've had a few years of practice. So we're talking about, you know, the conference here, and what have you heard people talking about? What's the show buzz? What topics have you been talking about with other people?
Well, most of us here, we realize I've coming probably more than 10 years on the vocal conference. This mm-hmm. is the, as I said million times, knowledge, international knowledge on one place. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We realize that no matter where we are in the world, we are facing probably the same challenges.
Oh, yeah.
And we need the same lessons learned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as I come from the country where we are, you know, lacking knowledge, you can have, for example, building, equipments, everything, but in the reality, you need the knowledge to make mm-hmm. sure that something will yep. success. And we had that luck thanks to the World Council of mm-hmm. Create Union. Mm-hmm. 16 years ago, they come as a project in Macedonia, and mm-hmm. they set up our Create Union system.
Oh,
there
really?
Was a no Create Union system wow. before, and we started from zero. And what was the most important is even here, well, when we come here, we will realize this year, okay, it's obviously that we need to make sure that the future is here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So future is now, I really like
yeah.
one of the sessions.
Yeah.
And that's true,
yeah.
because in the reality, we need to make sure what we will do using technology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if we would like to attract and to make sure that the young generation will be our members, we mm-hmm. need to make sure where they are mm-hmm. so we can go there. Is it starting from social media or finishing with the using mobile apps?
Mm-hmm.
This is our work to make sure that...
Oh my gosh.
And this is here we have excellent lessons, really good examples, and this is what we can always take with us as a knowledge
yeah.
in each of the country.
I'm listening to you talk, and this is the exact same stuff we're experiencing in the United States. Exactly the same. I mean, how, you know, we're from different countries, obviously, but our stuff is the same. It's the same issues.
Yeah, that's true. Probably the, you know, the youths are the same.
Exactly.
They're on the social media somewhere, and they're actually, yeah, but the reality is that true, that you have, for example, coming in US, you really have opportunities that most of our countries worldwide, we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that the knowledge and experience that you get with the different type of practice that you will implement
mm-hmm.
helps huge, huge
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, we don't have luxury to do over and over, because if we miss once, then probably in the future, it will be difficult something to implement.
Okay. Okay.
So we will learn
yeah.
from you where yeah. is your mistakes, what you
we
did good or bad.
Well,
that's normal when you're larger, you have that opportunity. And we have, from here, we will probably do mobile banking for sure,
okay.
to work on the mobile apps
okay.
as something that our youths would like
okay.
to.
Can I step back for a second? How
yeah.
has, when World Credit Union Council came into your country 16 years ago to establish a credit union system, or I should be talking on the mic, when they came in 16 years ago to establish a credit union system, there was zero. What's it like today? What 16 years later, how is it? What's the status?
Yeah, the status is like this. We have, you know, Macedonia, it's a small country. You can drive 2 hours from one side to the other side.
Oh, nice.
And implementing a sufficient, sustainable system was key to make sure that the system will grow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we set up one credit union with multiple branches through a country.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the branches has a different field of membership,
mm-hmm.
Regionally
oh,
based.
Interesting. Okay.
And all of them are has support from the back offices. For
okay.
example, we have branches that are in the rural regions where they're producing tomatoes. So
mm-hmm.
the loans are mainly for tomato.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, and everything about that. So we have a different region where there are students, you know. We have people who are we are using student loans as a possibility for most of the youngs to go into school. So different regions has we have excellent wine region, so the people are producing grapes. So where there we have a branch. So that type of activities we implemented. So after how many, 15 years already,
mm-hmm.
we can say that we have more than 20,000 loans disbursed.
Really? Oh.
And we have only probably 100 delinquent. So it is why, because we provide a different type of access. People appreciate that. Most of the women also, we have 47% of our membership is women. So we wanted to make sure them to have access to decent finance.
Oh my gosh. That's a great story. That's a fantastic story. And speaking of women, you're heavily involved with the Global Women's Leadership Network. You want to talk about that for a second?
Oh yeah. I'm really honored, to be honest, to be part of, because in 2009, few women together, they made a huge decision to start all this movement. And I think that after how many years, not so much, from 2009 till now, we have more than 1,000 members worldwide. And we have more appearance in more than 32 countries. So that shows that, you know, again, that no matter where are you in the world, you're facing the same challenges. And the Global Women Leadership Network is excellent place where, you know, the women from the different part of the world, different ethnicity, different knowledge, different background, can come and talk about, in the reality, same issue. But there are different women in the country that are already leaders, like in the US, so you can share the possibility of learning from them and just be wise and implement in the your country. And I really have that opportunity. I'm really happy about that. That last year I got a grant from the Global Women Leadership Network, and the aim of the grant was to make sure that we will improve our communication, because you know, we analyze our institution as a whole, through the whole country, we realize that, look, until when the people will enter in the our premises, we are good in explaining what is the credit union, what is the benefit, but we were lacking how to be able for people to learn about us. And thanks to the grant, we had last year excellent promotion. We are using social media, even we were on a national local radio station. So all that helped, at the end, made huge impact of us as an institution, because we have possibility for more than 700 women, we provide a better access for last year. And that was, and the even bigger success was, most of them were already overdebted on the different loan sharks. And that was our huge, we repossessed even some of the portfolio from one of them with good negotiation. Okay, just make sure that we can have, that we can, you know, we are talking about really small loans. I mean, just to clarify how small, it's around probably $300. So,
but it's still a loan nonetheless.
Yeah, that's the loan. And you know, if you have 40% interest rates, you will pay off probably somewhere in the future. So, and really that was huge impact, and I'm aiming and I'm really supporting this to make sure that all the women will have a possibility to be part of the Global Woman. Because, you know, as I told you before, the knowledge is what we were missing. We knew it, that we need to improve the communication, but now someone needs to teach you how to do that. And we have excellent hosts. We were in the school first credit union in California. And we spent some time with them. They were showing us what they are doing. Then we have a different woman from the different part of the world. They show us examples what they are doing. And then we pick up all that small knowledge worldwide, and we set up in one special documents communication strategy that we are implementing.
It's all about resources, it sounds like, because, I mean, you guys are really leveraging your resources and gaining that knowledge that you're talking about and then executing on it and applying it. And it sounds like successfully, very successfully.
I hope so. We have quite good interest worldwide with quite good support. So we are working on that. You know, our goal is to make sure that we are different from others, because the people in Macedonia can have a possibility to experience only banks. You know, you will have services. If you would like any type of financial services, you have option A, to go in a bank or to go in our institution. And we are really fighting for that, to make sure that even in the future, people will have a choice. Because having choice means that if I have a savings, I will put in bank, or I have FUM, my institution, to put the savings. And we need to make sure that that stays in the future.
Love it. All right, next topic here. Next topic on the docket, European Network of Credit Unions. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, as I, you know, the part of the World Council of Credit Union is also the European Network of Credit Union. And why that is important? Because we are the network is practically all the countries that we are from Europe, that we are having credit union. we gather on one place, and normally where that place will be, if it's not Brussels, so that we can talk about everything that concerns about how the regulators and parliamentarians should influence on operation of our institution, of our credit union in our domestic countries. Mm-hmm. Macedonia is still not part of the EU. But the most important is that every decision, you know, that is based in EU will influence on us. And thanks to the European network, we are aware what will happen. So we need to make sure that we prepare for the whatever new regulation will come up, whatever idea that will reach. So we make sure that we are on time. And together with Poland, Ireland, United Kingdom, mm-hmm. Netherlands, Romania, Estonia, all together we are sitting, and twice a year we see and talk about the, how the future of the credit union, especially the, for the Europe, will hold.
Wow, Ellie, you're a busy lady. You have a lot on your plate. It's more like a buffet. You have a lot of stuff going on. That's good. Well, you know, that means there's a lot going on. And so having said that, I mean, what goals do you have at this show? I mean, what do you want to accomplish and take back to your country?
You know, the most important that I would like to take is here is how we will further set up our system to make sure that we will attract youngs. Because we are aware that the youngs are crucial for the for our system.
Yeah.
And also we wanted to, so there was so many here good examples how that works. We were hearing, for example, and probably we will test on that, that within the, some of the universities there was a credit union.
Yeah.
So could you imagine if we do that in our country, so probably the awareness of, for the our credit union movement yeah. will be higher. So, but from the other side, we realize here and here, okay, you can have a nice premises and everything, but the students are still, as one of the speakers says, you need 7 seconds attention of them. So you need to make sure for the 7 seconds to sell them.
Gotta catch them.
Yeah.
Gotta hook them.
So we will work on that to make sure that for the future will be. And also we realize that the branches, we need to make sure how the branches, whether will be their position in the future. Mm-hmm. And the most important is, however, I personally believe that, you know, you can have the most beautiful buildings, the most beautiful equipment, but if you don't have people who will work, who are devoted 24 hours to for the cause that we are working, for example, we have only 30 employees in the whole country, nothing of that will happen. So this is something that here is also the lessons that we need to make sure that the people who are with us, that you treat them with the something that is respected for them.
Yeah. Even in our digital world, it still comes down to people.
Exactly. Yeah. You can have the best mobile apps, but still they would like to hear maybe the other side. As we are here today, you see, we can have even whatever virtual conference, but I still think that the influence of talking is completely different.
And that's why I'm here, Tom, to meet people like you and learn more about this industry and what you're doing and how it can help other people as well. Because I think you're setting a really good template for other people who are just kind of starting out, and but you're 16 years in and doing a great job. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One last question for you.
Okay.
And it's probably the toughest one I have on my card here.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm sorry. What is your favorite part of Ireland or Northern Ireland?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's difficult to say favorite. There are so
there's a lot
for favorite things. But probably I would like, I'm impressed from all this spirit of the people.
Yeah.
They are really like, all with that type of, happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can see that nothing is so pressure. And I like the weather because in Macedonia it's now hot, 40 degrees, and here it's ideal spring.
Yeah.
And at the end, everything will go to way, on the way that we will all together promote credit union as a whole. So I'm happy that people from Ireland here will see how big we are, that it's not only Ireland, it's not Northern Ireland, but it's more than 100 countries in the world.
Great message to end on. Ellie, thank you so much. Such a great education
and
great conversation. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you.